all, welcome to another episode of What They Don't Tell You at the Hair Salon. It's me, LaDosha Wright, your favorite indie author extraordinaire, coming to you live and direct from Cleveland, Ohio, where the weather is absolutely beautiful. It isn't officially spring here in Cleveland, or rather around the world, but it's pretty warm, so I'm all excited. It's just the sun is shining, there's plenty of light. Y'all know the routine, y'all know the song. Nothing like a little Luther on a sunny, sunny, well, it's winter, but it sure does feel like spring outside. So I'm so glad to be, you know, coming to you live and direct from Cleveland, Ohio, because this is a podcast episode. You guys are just really want to push those earbuds in, or if you're at the office, you may want to turn it down. But this is an episode where I'm really going to need you guys' support, because this one is all about fighting the good fight, right? You guys have heard that before, fighting the good fight, from our late great Congressman John Lewis. So, you know, when you hear that statement, fighting the good fight, you're always kind of like watching or hearing it from afar. You don't really think you're ever really going to fight a good fight. At least not as an activist or really trying to help people out. But anyway, here I am actually living and experiencing fighting the good fight, because just recently in Georgia on Monday, February the 24th, they introduced a Senate Bill 349 to fragment portions of their barbering and cosmetology license, which we all know, the minute they begin to fragment the license, the next step is deregulation. And that's just about anything across the United States. I don't know if you're, what's happening in, you know, if you're not living in the United States, but here in the United States, the minute they begin to start chipping away at a portion or a piece of a whole, at the end of the day, the cookie crumbles and it's all gone. So before I get into the good fight that I've participated in Georgia, let me just kind of go over a couple of our three current events that I've just been watching and I've got my opinions about. So let's start off with Texas, you know. I'm quite sure if you haven't heard it by now, well, I'm going to tell you again. A couple of weeks ago, a Texas judge pretty much made a ruling that the school in Texas, which is the barber, I forgot the name of the school, but this school did not violate the Crown Act, because they said in their very own piece of legislation about the Crown Act in Georgia, they did not include length. And so because the school's policy is the boys cannot have long hair, even if they pinned it up, it's a complete violation. So when you watch it on the news, they pretty much make it seem like, well, if his hair is pinned up, then what's the problem? The problem is he's not allowed to have long hair. So this one is really hard. I mean, for two reasons. One, it's like 2023, and I'm like, is this really where we're at about hair? I don't get it. But schools do have rules, and you know what you're getting into when you go to these private schools. And I just don't think I would really leave my kid in that school, and I wouldn't want my child's brilliant mind to be taught, you know, by those people. I just take my kid out and they can have their rules or whatever. But they say they want to fight it anyway, so we'll see what happens. So stick around and I'll keep you guys posted. All right, so speaking of posted, I'm sure if you were online via Google or Yahoo or, you know, whatever search engine you might be on. I'm sure you got a heavy dose of Beyonce's new hair care product called Sacred. Now, I don't know about Beyonce being good with hair or hair knowledge, but her mom has a very long history of hair because she owned her own hair salon and she styled hair, and she may know a thing or two about hair care products. And apparently they went after some brilliant minds in the industry to help, you know, formulate and launch and all that good stuff. And I haven't ordered the product. Mine will be coming probably this week. It should arrive. But from what I'm looking at and reading on social media and, of course, online, it's not looking too good for Beyonce. Also, from what I've read about the product line, it definitely has a feel of what Taraji P. Henson, Gabrielle Union, and let me get her name out, Tracy Ellis Ross. So you kind of get a feel that maybe they're all rocking with the same either people or people who work with those people, because at the end of the day, I mean, it's shampoo and conditioner. So I just think the public might be over the same old, it strengthens your hair, it moisturizes your hair, it makes your hair shine, it allegedly promotes growth. I think people are just over it. Her marketing angle is that hair is sacred, it's spiritual, and of course it's personal. It could happen. I don't know who her target audience could be, but we'll see what happens. We wish Beyonce the best of luck. I'm going to support the sister and give it a try and see what's it all about. But just from reading it and watching some videos, I don't know. So we'll see. The verdict is out. Now, let's move into the topic, which is all about the good fight, because that's my third current event, is, in case you did not know, or maybe you're not aware, that Georgia is falling under attack like Ohio, California, New York. I mean, the list goes on. So many states have been under attack with the pressure to either A, lower the educational requirements for barbering and cosmetology, or B, get rid of it altogether. Now, I don't know. I just, you know, I'm just kind of confused on several levels. But just for poops and giggles, to everyone who paid for a cosmetology and barber education and esthetician and nail care, this ain't gonna work. I'm not understanding what that's all about. I mean, I get it, but I just don't understand this method or this route of what they are trying to do. So another question is, okay, Ladosha, you're struggling with this podcast. It's hard because I want to cuss and I just want to, you know, act a fool up in here. But it's not good. So let me just give you the huggy lowdown, all right? So here it is. You have a big push to deregulate the cosmetology and barber license pretty much across, you know, the nation. So apparently they have a couple of reasons why they want to do this. Number one, they feel like, you know, for all the money we've been loaning you guys and financial aid, we're not seeing a return on that investment via taxes. So that's one. Two, they also feel like the cost of the education has gone through the roof. That's number two. Number three, not paying back those student loans. And then number four, you have a group of people who have invested into barbershop and hair salon franchises, and they are not getting a good return on their investment because nobody wants to go and work for them. So let's just kind of kick back real quick. When it comes to giving out money, the government via student loans or financial aid, and they are not recouping their money back in taxes, and you know, the students are not repaying their loans. Come on, my dog. I mean, let me give my little boosting out. Come on, man. Come on, my dog. I mean, you can say the same thing about all the other disciplines. I mean, there are a lot of disciplines who have the same issue about not repaying back student loans, struggling with taxes. I don't know about not paying taxes. I don't know why cosmetologists always get that don't pay your taxes thing. I'm just not quite sure what that's all about. There are a lot of people, independent contractors, various, again, disciplines, careers, who don't pay their taxes, who receive money from the government, student loans, whatever. So that's kind of a weak argument. But nonetheless, that is their argument. The second is the cost of the education is high. The cost of education is high wherever you go. It's America. I mean, America is the one who decided to monetize education. So I don't care if you're going to a community college, a private college, a public college, you know, a cosmetology school, a barber school, you name it. Education is expensive. So, again, I don't know. All right, but that's their point. Now the question is, well, who are they? You know, like my book, What They Don't Tell You at the Hair Salon, like this podcast, What They Don't Tell You at the Hair Salon. The question is, who are they? Well, this time I actually can identify who they are. So the two most powerful theys, number one is going to be a special interest group called Americans for Prosperity. And if that sounds just a little bit too patriotic, a little bit too MAGA-ish, then you're thinking correctly, because that's exactly what that special interest group is. It's a group of people who feel like we don't want the government regulating us, and they believe in free enterprise, meaning this is America. And if you want to get down like that and get your money, go for what you know and make it happen. So that's one special interest group. The second one is going to be the Institute for Justice. Now, you know, you can watch my documentary on YouTube for the free. It's free. It's called The Narrative. And we expose the Institute for Justice because they too, like Americans for Prosperity, their whole argument is, number one, free enterprise. Number two, no government, you know, oversight. They just want to be able to do what they do, get that money, make it happen, bop, 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 okay? And so that's who that they are. There are some others, but I ain't trying to have y'all on this podcast forever. I just really want to give you guys something to munch on, to go out and have a new conversation about hair. And then, of course, help change the narrative. You know, so that's where I'm at with that. So now we have a little bit of what the situation is. We got who they are that's pushing the agenda around those three talking points. So now let's just get into it, all right? So here is where the good fight comes in. So we're down in Georgia because a few weeks ago, I'm at a party with my niece, and she knows I'm going to Georgia to the Bronner Show with my business partner, Cheryl Morrow, a.k.a. The Hair Oracle. And so we're going to go down there, and we're going to take part of a town hall meeting. And so while I'm at this party with my niece, she slides the phone and shows me a video that's going viral on TikTok that Georgia is about to lose their cosmetology and barbering license. And I'm like, get that out of here. And so I hurried up, scrolled through my phone to come to find out, to make a long story short, yeah, the license was up for grabs. Up for grab to be pretty much deregulated by fragmenting. And so fragmenting is, of course, where you just take something of a whole and you start pulling out little pieces, you know, to get what you want or to make that whole fit or whatever, okay? So this particular bill is Senate Bill 349. And this bill wants to extrapolate what they call niche services such as shampoo, condition, blow dry, silk press, okay? Number two, they want to also extract and pull out shaving of beards, like mustache, you know, hairlines, maybe a little undercut, you know, something like that. No barber's license. Next up is going to be waxing. No education for waxing, not laser, just waxing. No regulation, no education, no regulation over makeup application. So these are the four niche services that Georgia wants to deregulate, which are the same in every state that they go through with this same argument. No, ma'am. That's all I can say. No, ma'am, on several levels. Now, a lot of people are like, the only thing the cosmetologists and barbers want to argue is public safety. Other than that, they don't have a good argument. And if that is their biggest argument, then we should be able to take a test for, you know, clean practices, you know, what they call universal precautions, and we should be able to, you know, work in a free enterprise. And again, like I just said before, no, ma'am. This is where the good fight comes in. Here's our position that we took in Georgia. Number one, if you have a person who can shampoo, blow dry, silk press, flat, you know, flat arm, there's so much more in that process of stretching the hair and smoothing it out than using a blow dryer, you know, and a little oil or something to straighten out hair. There's so much more. You have your hair, you have your scalp disorders, you have to understand what's happening to the hair as the person age. There's just so, you know, so much more. You got the relaxer situation. Does that technician or that niche technician understand hair that is chemically altered? Also, the ability to be able to provide an excellent consultation so that the customer is getting more than just a hairstyle. Because when people come to hair salons today and barbershops and they get their makeup done, they're not just looking for the service. They don't just want to be cute. They want a little bit more that only education can help you navigate and decipher what it is that they're looking for so that you can make money. If not, you'll be in the puppy mill of franchise owners who are hiring lobbyists and special interest groups to extrapolate those people in the city and the community who don't want to go to school and get the license and then use them to tell the story. You know what I'm saying? So this ain't never a good thing, guys. So it's not just about, you know, pulling hair, stretching and putting heat on it, because there's so much more that's happening that you have to understand. And also the products and being able to decipher which person, which company is selling you a crack of poo, which person, which company is selling you some good stuff when it comes to providing quality service for not only the hair, but more importantly, the scalp. I know y'all was like, go ahead, say it, Kilolo. That's right. The scalp is really, really what's important in that blow dry shampoo condition blow dry silk press slash flannel. So that's another angle in our good fight. The next angle in the good fight is the notion that you can go on YouTube and learn how to do something. But if your doctor watched YouTube to perform surgery or diagnose you or help you with your medical condition, you would really be offended if your doctor just said, well, I saw on Google that when your skin breaks out, it's because, you know, you drink a whole lot of soda. You really wouldn't like that. You know what I'm saying? So turning to YouTube and social media is definitely going to be a no-no, because there's no standard. And in the United States of America, we love standards. No, we don't. Yes, we do. No, we don't. Yes, we do. We like a standard. When you walk into a business, we like to be greeted. When you go to the doctor, you like to be triaged. You know, get on this first, fill out a form, tell me what's going on, let me weigh you, let me check your blood pressure, and then they ask you a host of questions around COVID. That's a standard. So when you don't have standards, you have what? A black market of get in where you fit in, and now you'll have a have and a have nots of customers who can afford to come to a quality salon like the Reverend Design Team Hair Salon, and or go to somebody in their basement and get in where they fit in. You would also have parents maybe picking to do their hair over their children's, or vice versa. That is not what the industry is all about. So those two were the most important angles that we were able to really, you know, give more context to in opposition of what these people were proposing about the ease and the simplicity of, you know, shaving and a beard, a lineup, an undercut. You know, it's just never a good thing. And so we fought that fight so good. We were able to get pushback. Come on, clap your hands for, you know, me and Cheryl and all the wonderful people down in Georgia, you know, who came down to the Capitol and allowed us to work with them and strategize a good way to have a wonderful, healthy conversation with the committee who was making the decision about Senate Bill 49. But make no mistake, they're coming back. And so we have to get ready for Senate Bill 354 in Georgia. But you can follow and subscribe to my YouTube channel, the Afro Hair Science YouTube channel, to get the latest update. Also, we understood that, you know, the cry for the industry to, number one, maybe help those people with the Crown Act, because they didn't do too good with that. And I think the beauty industry could really help those attorneys make a better piece of legislation regarding the Crown Act. And of course, we need to revise and update the education and barbering and cosmetology so that people aren't running to or really thinking that they could just look at something and watch something and feel like they know what they're doing, because that's such a false sense of really what's happening, what could happen, and how they could be able to service the client more effectively and make a lot more money versus hurrying up to go and work for a franchise or maybe someone who just want to take advantage. You know what I'm saying? So that's my take on the good fight. I want to thank you guys for listening. Make it a point again to visit our YouTube channel to stay in the loop, because this is not a joke. And I want to need you guys' help. I need you guys' help to spread the word that Georgia is in trouble. And if Georgia loses their license, I don't know. I just don't know. As a salon owner, I really don't want to be forced to employ people who don't know standards, who don't understand. I'm just really concerned. So with that being said, you know, thanks so much for listening. Replay this if you want to. If you want to email me at LaDolciaW@yahoo.com, please feel free to do so. And again, share it. Pass this podcast along to any licensed professional that you know and say, we got to do something. We got to get together. And if you come to our YouTube channel, we'll be able to share with you a lot more. So thank you so much for listening to What They Don't Tell You at the Hair Salon. You know what I say when I'm signing out, right? Love, peace, and hair grease. You know, fight the good fight. Don't just stand with Georgia. Come on and help save the barber and cosmetology license in Georgia. Deuces.